Now it gets interesting, Alistair. They come into the home straight, which means they'll be coming up to just 1 mile to go when they go through the start-finish line. And Niall Fleming, you won't mind me saying this, not blessed with the greatest amount of speed, a fantastically strong athlete, Great Britain International twice on the cross-country this season. This is going to be the time when he starts to make his move, and he has done. He's moved up on the outside of the home straight, onto the shoulder of Pascal Owatt, as Adam Bitchell, who surprisingly finds himself at the front. He is the fastest athlete in the field, the only sub-14-minute man with a PB of 13.56. Very quick in the closing stages, but he's decided he's going to go from a long way out. And we're very close to breaking down to three athletes here. It looks like it's going to be Bitchell, Owatt and Fleming battling it out for the medals, unless Russ Best and Josh Gorecki can bridge this gap.
Moving up the outside, though, is a competitor. I forget who that is, Joe. Do you can see?
It's Josh Grace of St. Mary's. He's really dragged that group back to the front three, and nobody wants to give in here. They know they're inside the last mile. They can dig in for these closing stages, but again, the front three breakaway. Bitchell, Owatt, Fleming, and Niall Fleming using every sinew of energy he has here to stay in this race.
Niall Fleming has a real chance for the medal here. He needed to play the long game, and he's played it well, but just the sense that this group may just be closing down the leaders of Owatt and Bitchell and Fleming. In fact, they pretty much nearly have, as Best nearly latches on as well.
Yeah, Josh Gorecki's done fantastically well here, the Birmingham University cross-country captain. Three laps to go, that's 1,200 metres, and Gorecki, all of a sudden, having quite honestly never looked that comfortable in the race, is not out of a medal shout here. But still, I can't see past these front three, but there's still Goodwin, Best, Gorecki, Grace, Vernon in that group. Tom Anderson looks like his race is run. He's dropped off the back. He's in ninth place there. But still, the medals are up for grabs in what's now a front four. This race is chopping and changing. The only constant is that Adam Bitchell has led the last two laps every stride of the way, and he's looking very comfortable at the front here, Alistair, controlling the pace.
Yeah, Goodwin now detaching himself from Best, actually, and it looks like more like of a front four from now on. But still, you're right, I can't see past Bitchell, Owatt or Fleming. I say that, though, as Goodwin pushes on motors here. But Fleming's in a great position.